10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Out there jumping around and having a good time, getting the blood flowing this morning. All right. Well, you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. And my name is Willie Bearden, and I am by myself this morning. Usually I have a guest, and I did not do that this week. So I'm just going to kind of hang in and play some songs I've been wanting to play for you. And we'll get right to that. I want to do a thing from my friend Eden Brent from down in Greenville, Mississippi. And this is off her new album called Getaway Blues. Here we go. That was Eden Brent with the Getaway Blues off her new record. And, man, I tell you, Eden Brent is a friend, but she is also one of the best pianists and singers and writers you will ever meet. So if you've not started collecting her records, she's got a bunch of stuff out there. And she's really quite the Delta character, too. So... All right. Well, tell you what, I'm going to push this on a little bit since I'm by myself this morning. We're gonna play more music than I normally do. The next thing I'm gonna play is by Marcella Simeon, and it's called Bloodline, and it's such a cool song. I love Marcella.
This family bloodline, forwards and backwards through time. May I heal this family bloodline, forwards and backwards through time. May I forwards and backwards through time. Grandmothers, grandfathers, I am you. You are me. For the portal of my parents, I am you. You are me. May I heal this family bloodline, forwards and backwards through time.
But a very determined man who never will.
So I guess really had a pretty strong mind. Strong mind. Strong mind.
Gratitude flows through my blood like an electric current of love. From birth till earth, till the wheels fall off.
All right, that was Marcella Simeon with Bloodline. Man, what a song. I love that. I love that. Beautifully written, beautifully executed, and beautifully produced there. Really like that. All right. Well, you're listening to Songs That Move You, and today the songs that move you, hopefully, are the songs that move me, or maybe the other way around. The songs that move me will also move you. And I want to let you know some things coming up here on the station on Wednesday, September 10th, the Stereo Sessions upstairs will be the Hot Dogs, which was a great band in Memphis many years ago. And I guess they're going to kind of deconstruct what they were doing and talk to them. Then coming up on between September 13th and 20th, we have our Fall Pledge Drive. And we certainly, if you are able to, please help us. This is community radio. It's all volunteer. Everybody you hear on here is a volunteer. And so it's very important, especially since a lot of the funding has been taken away in the past just month or so. We're having to reach out to you and ask for help here. So we hope you'll be able to do that. And then also coming up on October 7th is WYXR's fifth birthday party. That'll be fun. Hopefully there will be cake and Kool-Aid and all sorts of things. So stick around for all those things. We're going to continue with some music this morning, and I'm going to do one for my friend Tom Leonardo. And this is a song that had been cut by a bunch of people, but it was on the first album that Mose Allison sang on. And I love this. Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
I miss the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't make it without you. I don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. I don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on dates. I could have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore. Awfully different without you. I don't get around much anymore.
Self-expression, I need that from
And that was Joni Mitchell, Jericho. I'll try to keep myself open up to you, just like Jericho. Let these walls come tumbling down. Hey, that's a keep that in mind. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're taking this little walk with us this morning. You know, I think the weather is going to be kind of nice this week. So here's your weather forecast. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I hope it's going to be good, okay? And that's your weather forecast. All right. How did I do, y'all?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right, we're gonna push this on along a little bit. I've got I wanted to play something. You know, Bobby Whitlock, who was a great writer and musician and just a great person. Bobby passed away a few weeks ago, and he was from Memphis, actually grew up out in Millington, played with bands all over Memphis, you know, when he was a teenager. One of those guys who just, you know, was in not really the right place at the right time, but he was heard by the right people, I think. And those people were a lot of the British musicians, and people like George Harrison and Eric Clapton. And he played with them. He played on George Harrison's, I can't remember the, what's George Harrison's, y'all don't know what, All Things Must Pass. Gosh, I can't believe I forgot that. The All Things Must Pass album, Bobby Whitlock is all over that and really played some great stuff. Obviously, he was co-writer of Bell Bottom Blues, on the Derek and the Dominoes record that just continues to sell. But here's one that they did, and it was always one of my favorites on the Derek and the Dominoes record. It's called Keep On Growing. This is for Bobby Whitlock, a wonderful spirit and a great guy. We'll be right back. Well, all right. Keep on growing. That was Derek and the Dominoes. They're going to stop at some point. Bobby Whitlock. Wow. And what a great guy he was. I do this this TV show over at WYPL, which is the library channel here in Memphis. And I've been doing it for, 10 or 12 years now, I guess. And it's an hour-long interview show, and I love doing it. But the first show I did was with Bobby Whitlock and his wife, Coco Carmel. And it was so much fun. I mean, we kind of didn't know what we were doing, and certainly as far as, like, you know, getting people to come on with acoustic guitars and play and all that. But it turned out really nice, and it's on YouTube now. If you want to go to, if you want to look up Willie Bearden on YouTube, I think you can find it that way, or WYPL, the library channel on YouTube, and you can see all these things. But I've interviewed a whole bunch of people, and I tell you, there's not much that's more important than saving our story here and letting people know who we are in Memphis and what we do. And I have been so fortunate to be able to do things like that. So, and I'm going to keep doing it. And I love doing this show here at WYXR. We have a great time here and a great bunch of people that really, when you look at WYXR, you see Memphis. That's all I can say. You can just see Memphis and see the artistry and the intelligence that people have here. And it's a wonderful thing. So, like I said before, if you can help out, go to WYXR.org and donate. And we're going to keep pushing here. Let's see. I want to play. I was thinking about this song the other day. And I was never a huge Pink Floyd fan, but I really like this song. So for no other reason, I'm going to play Time by Pink Floyd. What a song. I love that. I love that song. Which brings me to the next thing. I have this book that somebody, actually my friend David Nestor, gave me this book on my 50th birthday. Now, I have to tell you, I had a birthday the other day, and I turned 75. So 25 years ago, he gave me this book, and it's by a gentleman named Robert Gruden. And it's called Time and the Art of Living. And this guy has a really fresh take on the way we view time. And he writes in a lot of kind of short passages about time. And I want to read you one of these. Here's what he says. Imagine that you spent your whole life at a single house. Each day at the same hour, you entered an artificially lit room, undressed, and took up the same position in front of a motion picture camera. It photographed one frame of you per day, every day of your life. On your 72nd birthday, the reel of film was shown. You saw yourself aging over 72 years in less than half an hour, 17.4 minutes at 16 frames a second. Images of this sort, though terrifying, are helpful in suggesting unfamiliar but useful perspectives of time. They may, for example, symbolize the telescoped, almost momentary character of the past as seen through the eyes of an anxious or disaffected individual. Or they may suggest the remarkable brevity of our lives in the cosmic scale of time. If the estimated age of the cosmos were shortened to 72 years, a human life would take about 10 seconds. But look at time the other way. Every day is a minor eternity of over 86,000 seconds. During each second, the number of distinct molecular functions going on within the human body is comparable to the number of seconds in the estimated age of the cosmos. A few seconds are long enough for a revolutionary idea, a startling communication, a baby's conception, a wounding insult, a sudden death. Depending on how we think of them, our lives can be infinitely long or infinitely short.
Now kill me with a falling swing. Driving all around you, the pain that often mingles in your fingertips. Beware of darkness. Watch out now, don't care, beware of thoughts that linger. Inside your head, the hopelessness around you in the dead of night. Beware of sadness, it can hit you, it can hurt.
That was Leon Russell doing Beware of Darkness, which, of course, is a George Harrison song, which was on the album All Things Must Pass. So I guess there's we're connected here this morning on several things. I do like his take on that. There was some Indian drumming on there that, of course, you know, George Harrison was quite taken with that, and it was really a big influence on his music, I guess, for the rest of his life after he kind of got that thing when he was in India as a young man. All right. Tell you what, we're going to keep on pushing here. And this is Simon and Garfunkel doing a song off the Bookends album. It's called Punky's Dilemma.
Thank you. Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my boat, taking movies, relaxed in a while, living in style, talking to a raisin who occasionally plays L.A. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down, coming up brown. I prefer boysenberry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizens for boysenberry jam fan. Best wishes, Martin. Old Roger, drive, can't you leave him by the basement door? Everybody knows what he's tiptoeing down there for.
I wish I was an English muffin about to make the most out of a toaster. That's some great lyrics there, man. Paul Simon was writing some great stuff. And this is that record is probably from 1967 or something. But good stuff. Simon and Garfunkel doing Punky's Dilemma. Let's see here. I think I said this before, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you what's going on here at WYXR coming up in the next few weeks. On September 10th, the Stereo Sessions are getting in there and digging deep into the Hot Dogs, which is a great band in Memphis back in the 1970s. And then our Fall Pledge Drive is coming up September 13th through 20th. Help us out if you can, and then on Thursday, October 2nd, is WYXR's 5th birthday party. I think there will be cake. So I'm not sure, but I bet there will be cake. And we're glad we've been around for 5 years now. I'll say that. And let's see what else we got. I think we're going to switch it up here a little bit. And I want to play a song from one of the great blues players from Mississippi, and he was born in my hometown of Rolling Fork. This is Muddy Waters doing 40 Days and 40 Nights.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town. Sunshining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Is running dry. Lord, help me, it just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my mind. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. every while, like a blind man in the dark. Love can make a poor man rich, or make his heart, I don't know which. Hope she come back home tonight.
Well, well, Muddy Waters says love can make a man feel rich or break his heart. I don't know which. I love that song. I used to have a jukebox in my living room, and that song, that record was on the jukebox. I used to play that all the time. 40 Days and 40 Nights. It is biblical, folks. All right. Well, tell you what, we're going to push on along here. It has been my pleasure being here with you this morning, and I hope you are going to have a great week. You know, we're coming to the end of summer. I know we're going to have some more hot weather, but it's we can see the light at the end of the tunnel now. So I'm glad this is all going to be over, and we hope you're going to have a good fall and come into a nice winter. And you know, I love winter in Memphis. I really do. I've come to not like summer at all, but I love winter in Memphis. All right, we're going to play a couple more songs for you. Here is Wandering by James Taylor.
I've been wandering early and late from New York City to the Golden Gate, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. My daddy was an engineer, my brother drives a hack, my sister takes in laundry while the baby balls a jack, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. Been in the army, I worked on a farm, and all I've got to show is the muscle in my arm, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. My ma, she died when I was young, my daddy took to stealing and he got hung, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. Snakes in the ocean, eels in the sea, I let a red-headed woman make a fool out of me, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. I've been wandering early and late from the New York City to the Golden Gate, and it don't look like I'll ever stop my wandering. No, it don't look like. plight, I'll ever stop my wandering.
Time's long been past, and though I know you fight me, I can tell when you rub your eyes, you're fading fast. Oh, fading fast. Won't you run, come see Saint Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its way? I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, oh, when you wake, awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Well, I sang it once and I sang it twice. I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well, it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so dumb. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake? I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, or when you wake, awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Ain't nothing flashing but the fireflies. Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading fast.
Simon, St. Judy's Comet. What a great song. I love that song. He cut so much of that stuff down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and had some great musicians on those sessions. All right, folks, so I'm going to be getting out of here, but stick around. David's in the house. Hey, David.
Hello.
David's going to be playing you some great music as per usual. He's got the vinyl out, and I bet he's going to have a Dylan song. Any Dylan today?
No Dylan today.
No this is a no Dylan day, but he's got some great stuff. All right. Well, tell you what. You've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, and we appreciate you and hope you'll tune back in next Monday morning. We'll be here at 9 o'clock, and I forget who's on with me next week, but somebody interesting, I'm sure, is going to be on with me. So we're going to leave it with you with, let's see, how about some John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana? I love this song. ¶¶
can heal me. He can heal you.